The ceremony was late in the afternoon, but still humid enough for a fan or handkerchief. The crowd was mostly quiet, except for people greeting old friends and relatives. Remember, this is a cemetery, folks likely on their best behavior. In case you didn't know why you were here, you did after these young voices from UNC's Black Student Movement fill the air with Lift Every Voice and Sing, often called the Black National Anthem.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring.
The old Chapel Hill Cemetery was land set aside mainly for University of North Carolina students who died while in school. The first student on record was buried there in 1798. About 35 years later, a rock wall was built around the cemetery. The earliest known black person was buried there in 1853.
Skies, let it resound loud as the rolling sea.
Today, you can still see a low rock wall through the center of the cemetery, whites buried on one side, blacks on the other. But on the side where blacks were laid to rest, many grave sites remain unmarked. Pam Heminger is the mayor of Chapel Hill. The town officially took ownership of the cemetery in 1989.
Although the original gravestones are no longer here, the peoples whose names they bore are not forgotten. Many have family members still living and working in Chapel Hill, and we will continue to work to identify all that are buried here and list their names on a future plan table in the area around you.
The new monument in remembrance of the unmarked grave sites on the black side of the cemetery is a large headstone that reads, "Thus we like birds retreat to groves and hide from every eye. Our slumbering dust will rise and meet its morning in the sky." By George Moses Horton, enslaved poet and intellectual.
Standing tall, but reflects the past, but it also gives us a beacon for the future.
Minister Robert Campbell of Chapel Hill helped pull off the white cloth unveiling the monument. He says his great-great-grandmother and about a dozen relatives are buried in the old Chapel Hill Cemetery. Campbell says, just like graves were unmarked because of race, it wasn't easy as an African-American to just drop by and visit the cemetery when he was young.
There was a time in the past where you just didn't see a bunch of Afro-American young boys coming down on campus. But Sunday, we figured it out. There's less resistance on Sunday, so we come out and we learned about what was around here.
But on this day, there were no questions asked. A mixture of races came together to honor the descendants of slaves on a hallowed ground. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
Facing the rising sun of a new day begun, let us march on till victory is won.